Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and I'm very excited to have our next guest on here. You can see him on Twitter all over the place talking about Milwaukee Brewers prospects and the farm system that they have. It is Spencer Michaelis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He is over at WLC. He's a pitching coach over there, does a lot with the Brewer Fanatic pod as well. Spencer, how are we doing today?
Doing well. I'm doing well. How about you?
Very, very well. Very well indeed, too. I'm so excited to talk about this because this is really not the first year that I necessarily got super into the prospect game, but this seems like a better year than any other to get involved with talking about the Milwaukee Brewers farm because it is so stacked, it feels like, Spencer, and yet still so underrated, it feels like, nationally. I don't know what your perception is of it right now, but the Milwaukee Brewers' future is in great hands, it looks like, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely a good time to get into it if you haven't been before. And yeah, nationally, I think they're starting to get probably the respect they deserve. But even on that level, like the depth of the minors probably doesn't get as much respect as it deserves. You see the top guys with Jesus Mate and Luis Pena and Jacob Mizorowski. But I think there's quite a few players who are on their way up and haven't quite gotten that recognition yet as well.
Well, you brought him up, so I'll go right into it. And you might think I want to go to Jesus Mate, but I don't, Spencer. I am really, really sold on Luis Peña. And right now, MLB Pipeline has him as the Brewers' number 9 prospect. I feel like that's not rating him high enough. Baseball America got in on him maybe a month ago at their last rankings when they put him in the 70s. Well, they just released a new one that put him at 31 in that rankings, and he's rising extremely fast right now. I guess talk a little bit about what you love about Luis Peña. You can go into the Mudcats organization in general, because right now the Carolina Mudcats, they're the most exciting team in the entire system, it feels like.
Yeah, I think nationally there are a lot of people who think they're the most exciting team in all of minor league baseball at the moment. Peña specifically, the biggest thing for him is that last year he was in the Dominican Summer League and he hit pretty close to 400, so he had a very good season. He was well above average across the board. The one thing he was kind of lacking in was the power department, and he's added power over the offseason. I mean, that's been the biggest thing for him. That's the reason he's shooting up these lists. He's hitting the ball on average much harder. 90th percentile exit velocity is basically taking out your top 10% exit velocities just to kind of filter out some of the noise. And his has gone up almost 7 miles per hour this year, which is an insane jump. Now it's almost to the level of like a Jesus Mate, a couple miles per hour behind him, whereas it used to be 5 or 6 miles per hour behind him. So the power is there for him. He's already had the speed. He had the contact ability. He hasn't sacrificed any of the contact ability to get to that power. It's been extremely impressive to watch him. The power is honestly to all fields as well, which is even more impressive. Just a really, really fun offensive player. And the defense is coming along too. So on the Mudcats team, I think that's the main theme, is that all of these guys play both sides of the ball and play it pretty well. You've got Eric Batanti, who hits some of the furthest home runs you'll see from a teenager anywhere. You've got Mate, who we talked about already a little bit, but he's obviously now number 4 for Baseball America in all of baseball. So there's a ton of talent there. The first round pick, Braylon Payne, is having a solid start to his pro career in center field. Just talent up and down the roster, and it's very fun to watch them every night.
Oh, my gosh. Batanti, I mean, maybe one of the better weeks that you're going to see. He just had, what, 3 games in a row? He homered, and he hit 2 homers in multiple games over the weekend, too. I mean, the guy's an absolute stud. We've already seen some guys get moved up from Carolina, like Dinges over the catcher, Marco. He moved up to Appleton now. And I would be surprised if, I don't know, maybe another 4 guys don't get moved up to high A this year. Is that crazy to think, Spencer?
No, I think that's very well within the possibilities here. I mean, Mate and Peña, I think you see a couple. They're not going to rush them. They're so young. I mean, Mate just turned 18. Peña's 18 the whole season. But I think another month and a half or so around the All-Star break, if they're still performing anywhere close to where they are right now, they'll be in Appleton. And I mean, there's a lot of talent, and Dinges was very, very fun to watch down there, and he's picked it up in Appleton as well and is performing pretty well right off the bat at high A. So, yeah, the talent level at the lower levels is absolutely ridiculous right now for the Brewers.
Talking with Spencer Michaelis, talking a little bit of Brewers Farm right now. You can follow him on Twitter at S. Mike Michaelis. That is Michael with an IS234. Spencer, let's go up another level here into the Double A scene. And it feels like that is a little bit more in the MLB ready category, where you'll probably see some of these guys sooner. What's another prospect that you really like from down there? I mean, there's a great list. You can go Cooper Pratt, obviously awesome. Mike Bovey just getting back into action. And Brock Wilkin, who they also spent a really high pick on just a few seasons ago. What about Biloxi right now? Because they started off slow, and now they're really picking it up too, 31-22 on the year.
Yeah, it's been the last few years, Biloxi's been one of the tougher levels to watch. It just hasn't performed very well. It's never been a great pool of talent, and this year it definitely has changed with Pratt, Wilkin, Bovey, Luke Adams, just a lot of talent there. Wilkin had a really good May. He had 7 homers, I believe, in the first 12, maybe 13 games of the month. He started to really tap into the power that was supposed to be a really big part of his game at the time he was drafted. And the biggest thing for me watching him this year is that the defense really looks the part at third base, which I think was one of the bigger questions for him, whether he'd be able to stick at third. He looks the part there. He's always had a really, really strong arm, And now he seems to start, he started to figure things out in terms of the footwork and just moving laterally and everything else. For a pretty big guy, he moves pretty well. So Wilkins been really, it's been a nice, pleasant bounce back for him after a bit of a rough 2024.
Yeah, and looking at the future, right, if we are trying to map out what the Milwaukee Brewers might look like in the next 3-5 years, right, whatever that period might look like, a lot of their prospect depth, though, is in position players, infield specifically, right? We just talked about Mate and Pena, Bovey and Wilkin, obviously, also on the corners. And Cooper Pratt has to be, at some point, given a shot, it feels like, too. If you have to draw up the dream infield for the Milwaukee Brewers in 5 years, right? We'll give everyone ample time. What do you think it looks like based on the product that they have down in the lower levels right now? Because honestly, it doesn't feel like a lot of the guys in AAA are going to be at that point. Maybe you might see a catcher in there or two, but the infield, if you draw it up perfectly, what do you think the Milwaukee Brewers looks like in 5 years?
Yeah, I think if everyone is reaching their true ceiling or their highest talent level, I think Mate and Pena both have to be in there. So they're, for me, probably the middle infielders in that group. Cooper Pratt, I like Cooper Pratt a lot. I think just ceiling-wise, he doesn't quite reach the level of those two. And then I think it is Batanti and Wilkin on the corners, honestly, just with the pure power that you would be able to generate from those two. Batanti's probably a first baseman. He's only played first base this year after playing some third previously. So he's one of the guys who you look at, like, there hasn't been somebody with, like, Prince Fielder level power in the Brewers organization since Prince Fielder left. And if he reaches his ceiling, he's the type of guy who could do that. So I think, in an ideal world where everybody works out the best case scenario, I think it's Batanti at first, Pena and Mate up the middle, and Wilkin at third.
Yeah, I mean, just so exciting to think that far ahead. I know it's still a few years away, but again, it just feels like maybe not even enough love being given to this Brewers farm system. I don't care if they're ranked in the top five. I feel like it's one of the best across the board. Yeah. Maybe one of the reasons why, and we're talking with Spencer Michaelis. You can follow him on Twitter at S. Michaelis234. The pitching prospects, it seems like it's a little bit dry for Milwaukee, and not in a bad way, but all the hype is coming from the bats, as it usually happens. But talking about the pitching side of things, and you are a pitching coach over at WLC, other than Mizorowski, right? Everyone knows he's exciting. Maybe before I go into this, do you think there's a chance that we see Jacob Mizorowski this season at all? Because they already brought up Henderson. He did a great job, obviously. Everyone's still wondering maybe if he's going to come back when it happens. But it seems like specifically with Jacob Mizorowski, they're trying to take things really slow. And it's worked out great this year because he's having a fantastic season in AAA. But at what point does the production in AAA mean a promotion to the majors?
Yeah, I think at some point this season we will see him, whether it's in a starting role or a reliever role. I'm not 100% sure on that. I think the Brewers obviously are starting to get a lot of starter depth back to the point where they're almost going to have too many starters, which we saw with Logan Henderson being demoted back down, not due to anything he did performance-wise. So he's probably after Henderson, and then there are other guys who are on the 40-man who maybe get a shot to start before him. But I think at some point you're going to need that arm on the staff in some way. So either in a pen role like we saw with Woodruff and Burns and Freddie Peralta early in their careers, Aaron Ashby as well before he moved to the starting role for a year or two. It might be that role this year, but eventually I think we are going to see him.
Yeah, and one more follow-up here on that. What other pitching prospects should we be looking out for? Because once you go out of the top 10, Mizorowski is the only prospect in the top 10, according to MLB Pipeline and the Brewers organization. But when you hit 11 through 15, all of them are pitchers, too. We've heard a couple of names like Robert Gasser, Logan Henderson. But what are other guys we should be looking out for on the pitching side in the prospect game as well for Milwaukee?
Yeah, in Carolina, Bryce Message, he was their third pick last year, their second-round pick, has looked really, really good in his early opportunities here. High school pick, already touching 98 on his fastball, really good curveball, solid slider. He has a changeup that he's working on, so he's one to watch. Bishop Letson has been fantastic to start the year in high A. He's on the IL right now with a shoulder. soreness, I believe they're calling it. So not sure what the timeline is on that, but he was striking out a bunch of hitters, walking very few, also only just turned 20 years old and already in high A, performing really well. And then the other name that popped up, Tyson Harden, was a day three pick for the Brewers last year. He was a reliever at Mississippi State, didn't have the greatest numbers even. And he has been dominating high A as a starter for the Brewers. He throws in the mid-90s as well. Really good shape to his fastball, so it gets a lot of swing and miss, which is kind of rare to get whiffs with the fastball. It's got some of the Freddy Peralta characteristics to it. And then he throws a cutter, slider, and a bigger breaking ball, and then he also has a changeup, and he mixes all of them. He's been commanding the ball really well. I believe he went 5 or 6 starts without a walk. He's been really, really impressive too. And then there's a bunch of names in the middle levels too. Double A has Casey Hunt, Coleman Crowe, and Brett Witrowski, who have all been performing pretty well lately. So there is quite a bit of talent. And I do think that might be where the system is getting overlooked the most. I think there is quite a bit of pitching talent that they have available. It's just not maybe getting the attention it deserves yet.
All right, Spencer, I got one last question for you. I'm going to let you call your shot here. If you want to have three guys that you're really excited for, you can go chalk the top three. You can just say, hey, I like this guy a little more than anyone. If you would rank the top three prospects in the Brewers organization right now, who are your top three picks here?
Yeah, my top three would be Jesus Mate, Jacob Mizorowski, and Luis Pena. But I do think Bishop Letson, who I mentioned, is probably the guy I am higher on than most. He'd be way up there for me compared to some of the lists.
There it is. Top three. You're going Mate, Mizorowski, and Pena. I like that list a lot. Like I said, I just think Luis Pena, pipeline's going to catch up to it. And I think he's going to be a top 100 prospect. Does that sound crazy next time he comes out on pipeline?
No, I would bet with the next update he will be on the top 100.
Yeah, he's just tearing it up. He has a .344 batting average already in Carolina right now. And like you said, his exit velo and all the analytics backing him up right now too. Seems like he just has to be on this list. I'm super excited, super glad you could come on and talk about this a little bit, Spencer. Where can people find some of your work? What else do you like to do covering minor league baseball? Go ahead, plug your stuff right here, man.
Yeah, I thank you for having me on. But Brewer Fanatic, the website, I write some articles over there about minor league stuff that's going on. The Brewer Fanatic podcast I do with Jack Stern. He's one of the beat writers for the Brewers from Brewer Fanatic. So we do that. That will release every Friday, sometimes Thursdays, depending on schedule, but Thursday or Friday. And yeah, I mean, that's otherwise on Twitter, like you've been saying, at SMichaelis234. I tweet out a lot of video. Some, you know, analysis on there as well, but it's mostly video, and then the analysis comes through the writing. So, that's where people can find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Spencer. Have a great rest of your day, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.